This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، we begin by sending our praise and our thanks and our gratitude towards our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Him to send His peace and blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad and all those who follow in His footsteps. And we ask Allah ta'ala to make us amongst them. Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, O believers, fear Allah as He should be feared. Be conscious of your Creator as He deserves and do not die except in a state of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to meet Him while He is pleased with us. Ameen Ya Rabbi. So brothers and sisters, on this blessed Jum'ah, as the rain falls from our Creator Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, I want to start us off with a very important question. Now don't answer it out loud. It is Jum'ah after all. But I want you to answer it in your heart. I don't want it to go in one ear out the other. This question is, how much do you love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Be honest with yourself. Give yourself a grade from 1 to 10. How much would you grade yourself, your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now with that in mind, I'd like to share a story with you. As you know, one of the biggest supporters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from all the way the very first early days in Mecca, was none other than his uncle Abu Talib. Even though he sacrificed and he defended this ummah and the early believers, unfortunately, he did not accept Islam himself. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to try with his uncle over and over, every chance he got. And yet, because of external pressures, because of what society would think, Abu Talib could not overcome that hurdle. And he never accepted the faith. And this caused great pain to our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To see his uncle, despite all that he's doing, he still couldn't get over this hurdle, and these external pressures were the cause of that. In fact, he said, if Quraysh weren't to say that I did it out of cowardice or I just gave in, I would have said the Shahada and I would have accepted Islam. So you can see there's a lesson in here for us that external pressures and disconnecting from negativity is essential in your path to growth and to success with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this went on for many years, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to remember the words of Allah, innaka la tahdi man ahbabt walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. Indeed, O Muhammad, you do not guide whom you wish, rather it is Allah who guides whom He wishes, and Allah is most knowing of the rightly guided. So this is a lesson for us too, is that it is all in Allah's hands subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we got to keep making dua, and only Allah knows the reality. So this continued for many years until Abu Talib was at his deathbed. And of course, his beloved nephew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was right there by his side. And unfortunately, Abu Jahl knew that this could be a moment that Abu Talib accepts the faith, so he came as well. And some of the disbelievers came with him. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Ya Am, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ كَلِمَةٌ أَحَاجُ لَكَ بِهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. He said, oh my uncle, say La ilaha illallah, a statement that I will be able to defend you with on the Day of Judgment. When we are in Allah's court, I will stand there and say, oh Allah, I heard him say it. He said, oh my uncle, please just say it. But unfortunately, the shayateen, the devils of mankind were sitting there as well. Abu Jahl and his cronies, they were sitting there and they would say, Atarghabu an millati Abdul Muttalib? Every single time the Prophet ﷺ said, Qul La ilaha illallah, say La ilaha illallah, they would say, are you going to turn your back on Abdul Muttalib, his father? Are you going to turn your back on Abdul Muttalib? Are you going to turn your back on your people? So he was conflicted, and he could not overcome that hurdle, that obstacle of external pressure. فَكَانَ آخِرُ مَا قَالْ هُوَ عَلَى مِلَّةِ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ. Unfortunately, the last words that came out of his mouth were that he remains upon the faith of Abd al-Muttalib, on his forefathers, the pagan faith. And when he drew his last breath, you could see the sadness overwhelm our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that lasted a long time. His family felt it, his friends and his companions felt it, to see their leader very saddened by these turn of events that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed through his wisdom. And this continued for some time. And as it happens in dunya, time passes and the Muslims migrated from Mecca to Medina and they left as refugees. And then the years passed over there. They had their ups and their downs. They had their struggles. They had their battles. And then as Allah says in the Quran, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Many years had passed. Allah revealed the ayah, when the victory of Allah comes and the conquest of Allah is here. And you see the people entering into Islam in droves, group after group, delegation after delegation. The people would come to Medina in thousands, led by very influential leaders and umara and kings and so on. And they would put their hand in the hands of the Prophet ﷺ to pledge allegiance and to take their shahada. The world had shifted so much since the early days of persecution in Mecca. Many, many years passed, and it was time for the conquest of Mecca. It was time for the Muslims of Medina to return to Mecca, where they were first killed and persecuted and robbed. Allah had commanded them to return, but not as refugees. This time they returned as conquerors. SubhanAllah, they donned the war gear, the war attire. They rode their horses and their camels with their heads held high, as Allah had promised them so many years prior. And here they are, they enter into Mecca with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leading them all. And he goes there and he stands in Mecca, in the city center near the Kaaba. And the people of Mecca, who once looked down on these believers, who once persecuted them and robbed them and stole from them, they are now lining up a line as far as the eye can see, by the thousands, to put their hand in the hand, the blessed hand of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to pledge allegiance to him and to accept the deen and to say their shahada. And in that line was a man by the name of Abu Quhafa. If you're unfamiliar with this name, he was a very old man. In fact, it's mentioned that his beard was all white. Abu Quhafa is none other than the father of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It is now almost 20 years since Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq was first revealed. It's now 20 years since his son Abu Bakr was the day one he accepted Islam. And he did da'wah to his family. He tried his best. And the last person of his immediate family that was left was his father, Abu Quhafa. 20 years it took. So we stop here for a lesson. If you have any family member that is still not Muslim, or if you have any friend or family member who is Muslim, but they're just far away from Allah, and they've been that way for decades, don't you dare ever give up hope on them. And don't think that you're any better than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu with all that he gave. He gave every last cent that he had for Islam. He put his life on the line for Islam more times than we can count. And yet, this was a struggle that he had. His father was not Muslim. And here he comes on the day of conquest, Yawmul Fath, to put his hand in the hand of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to say his shahada. Allahu Akbar. What a powerful moment. So as his turn comes, and he comes and he puts his hand in the hand of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, his son, is standing right there. And he bursts into tears. He is weeping profusely. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks towards him. He says, مَا يُبْكِكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْر. He said, Abu Bakr, what's making you cry? This is not only a monumentous moment for our ummah. Allah promised us this so many years ago. And they made fun of us for it. Here it is. This is the conquest, al-fath, for our entire ummah. Not only is it that much of an occasion for all of us, but for you specifically, it is an even bigger occasion. Here's your father at the end of his life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put him here in front of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hand in hand, to say his shahada. Why are you crying so much? And Abu Bakr, in this moment, subhanAllah, this is when you see these people. In this moment, Abu Bakr looked to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He looked to his father, and he looked to their hands, one hand and the other. فَقَالَ كَلِمَتَهُ الْمُذْهِلَةِ Then he said the most powerful statement ever. He said, وَدِدْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَنَّهَا يَدُ عَمِّكَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ SubhanAllah. As he looked at their hands, one and the other, and his father accepting Islam, he said, O Messenger of Allah, I would have wished that this hand that is pledging to you were the hand of your uncle Abu Talib. SubhanAllah. After all those years, he never forgot the sadness that his best friend felt, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never forgot Aamul Huzn, the year of sorrow. He never forgot how much the Prophet dreamed of his uncle accepting Islam. And he said, in this moment of my greatest happiness, I would not have hesitated to trade it so that you don't have that moment of sadness. SubhanAllah. So when you hear this story of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his friend Abu Bakr, I ask you the same question again. How would you rank your love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In comparison, you start to see the reality. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Truly, brothers and sisters, we have deprived ourselves. Sometimes we hear his name and we don't even bother to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we hear the adhan, we don't even bother to make the dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wat al-tamma wa salati al-qa'imah. We don't bother. Even though we get to hear that dua, we get to hear the adhan once a week at most. Meanwhile, our cousins and our relatives back home hear it five times a day. They have so much more opportunity. And we have less and we say, no big deal. So, think about this and reflect on it and take these next few moments to make istighfar for our shortcomings and to send your peace and blessings upon the final messenger. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise belongs to our Creator, and may His peace and blessings be upon the best of creation. Brothers and sisters, all hope is not lost. We are still here, aren't we? We still breathe. Allah has still given us hope and has given us time on this earth. So no matter how far we are from Allah, no matter how many steps we have taken away from Him, it takes just one step to come back. So we need to get back up on the horse, we need to adjust our course, and we need to renew our intentions. Here are two actions, directly from the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if we do them, we can ensure that we will be with him on the Day of Judgment. The first of them, first action is, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. The closest people to me on the Day of Judgment are those who send the most blessings upon me. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik alayhi. So next time you're feeling lazy, next time you feel like a week goes by, I want you to keep track. A week goes by, you have not said it once. And you ask yourself, do I want to be close to him on the Day of Judgment? Do I want to be in his company with his leadership? Or do I want to be far, far away? The choice is yours. Action item number two, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the most beloved and the nearest to my gathering on the Day of Resurrection are those of you with the best character, the best akhlaq, the best adab, the best manners. And the most hated and unworthy of you in my eyes, and those who will be furthest from my gathering on the Day of Resurrection, will be the pompous, the braggarts, and the pretentious. So the Sahaba asked him, oh, who are those, O Messenger of Allah? He said, Al-Mutakabbirun, the arrogant people. Two action items. Number one, make sure you increase your salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number two, make sure you have good adab, good akhlaq, good character, and stay well away from bad character and arrogance. If you do these two things, if you pledge to do this for the rest of your life, inshallah ta'ala, you will ensure that you will be in his gathering on the Day of Judgment, and you will be amongst his close people. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst them. I want to leave you with a powerful statement from Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, rahimahullah. This was a man from the Tabi'een. He was from the generation after the Sahaba, after the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had a unique situation because he was alive during the Prophet's life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he just barely missed meeting him. He couldn't meet him. So he felt it in his heart. I almost became a companion, but I just missed it. So he spent the rest of his life dedicating himself to Islam to catch up to the companions. And he said his famous statement, قال أبو مسلم الخولاني رحمه الله أيظن أصحاب محمد أن يستأثروا به دوننا كلا والله لنزاحمنهم عليه زحاما حتى يعلموا أنهم قد خلفوا وراءهم رجالا. He said, do the companions of Muhammad think that they will be the only ones close to him? No, I swear by Allah, we will compete with them and race them to him, and they will realize that the generations after them still produced men indeed. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. May Allah Ta'ala make us worthy of following the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah unite us with him in the Akhirah, on the Day of Judgment, and in the highest levels of Jannah. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم انصر عبادك المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين المسلمين في فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي الهند وفي اليمن وفي سوريا وفي تركستان وفي المغرب وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. وصل اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة.
Allah.